it's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Amen.
Let's lift our hands to the Almighty God.
And
begin to worship the King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. The I Am That I Am. The Ancient of Days. Let's begin to glorify His holy name. Worship Him. Because it's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be adored. There's no one like Him. Give Him all glory. Give Him all honor. Praise the one that lives forevermore. The one and only I Am That I Am. The one who lives forever. Our help in ages past, our hopes for years to come. Praise Him. Praise Him for all that He has done in the past 6 months. Since the beginning of the year. Praise Him. That you are in the second half of the year. Praise Him for His preservation. Praise Him for His love, His faithfulness. Praise Him for His patience. Give Him all glory and all honor. Oh yes, Father, we thank You. We give You all glory, we give You all honor, we give You all adoration. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be adored. There's no one like You. We magnify Your holy name. Thank You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Father, we bless Your holy name. Thank You for Your goodness, for Your mercy, for Your patience, for Your kindness, for Your protection, for Your deliverance, for Your joy, for Your victory, for our testimonies. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. We thank You for January. We thank You for February. We thank You for March. We thank You for April. We thank You for May. We thank You for June. And now we are thanking You for July. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, we are here again to have an encounter with You today in a very special way. Visit us in Jesus' name. My Lord and my Savior, like You have never done before, let us have an encounter with You today. Let this month be a month we will never forget. Let it be a month of major breakthroughs in our life. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah. Genesis chapter 13.
Iwe Genesis ori ketala.
Verse 14 to 18.
Ese kerinla si kejiti ni ogun.
Genesis 13:14 to 18.
Iwe Genesis ori ketala ese kerinla si kejiti ni ogun.
And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward.
Gbe oju re soke nisisin ki o si wo lati bi ti o gbe wa ni lo si ha riwa ati si ha gusu si ha ila orun ati si ha iwo orun.
All the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever.
Amen. Gbogbo ile ti o ri ni
and I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be
numbered.
Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abraham removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. This morning I want to talk to you about double divine encounters.
Amen. Lowuro ya fe ba yin so nipa ibapade ni isepo meji lati odo Olorun.
Some of us have had an encounter with God.
Lara wa ti ni ibapade pelu Olorun.
But we need a second one.
Anilo ikeji bayi.
Some people will have double divine encounters this morning.
Amen. Awon kan yo ni ibapade Olorun ni isepo meji lowuro yi.
Abraham was an average man.
Abraham je eni ti o loro be ni o talaga.
Genesis 11 verse 27 to 31.
Iwe Genesis ori kokola ese ketadini ogbon si kokonle logbon.
Genesis 11 27 to 31.
Iwe Genesis ori kokola ese ketadini ogbon si kokonle logbon.
Made it clear that Abraham was practically an unknown man.
O fi han wa gbangba ye kepe Abraham je eni ti enikeni o mo.
All that we heard about him was that he was married, and even the fellow he married was barren. Then he had his first encounter with God. In Genesis 12 verse 1 to 4. Genesis 12 verse 1 to 4. God called Abraham
and
said, I'm going to bless you. I will make you great. I'll make your name great. I will make you a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who curse you. And through thy seed, shall the whole earth be blessed. He had an encounter with God. And everything changed. By the time we get to Genesis 12
verse
16, he had a major financial breakthrough. And the breakthrough came from Pharaoh. Pharaoh just said, give him sheep, give him oxen, give him money, give him wealth, give him everything. Proverbs 13 verse 22. Proverbs 13 verse 22 said the wealth of sinners are laid up for the just. There are some people in Nigeria today, some people all over the world, do not know God, who have no regard for him, and they are stinkingly rich. They are piling up wealth, waiting for Adeboye to come and collect. Somebody is here this morning. Your first major breakthrough is going to happen this month. And it's going to come from an unexpected source. Abraham was an average man.
Abraham je enikan ti o talaga be ni o loro.
Unknown.
Eni ti aye ko mo.
Just the usual fellow you meet on the street.
Eni to han ba pade lori opopona.
First encounter.
Ibapade akoko.
And the breakthrough came.
Aluya ati alaja jade.
And then when you consider his story further.
Ta ba wa tun gbe itan na yewo si waju si.
By the time you get to Genesis 13.
Nigba te fi de Genesis ori ketala.
Verse 5 to 6.
Ese karun si ikepa.
Genesis 13 verse 5 to 6.
Iwe Genesis ori ketala. Ese karun si ikepa.
You discover that his word overflowed to Lot.
E o shawari pe oro re o shan lati ara re lo sodo Lot.
The Bible says Lot also became wealthy. The Lot that went with
Abraham
had a share in the blessing. In Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 7, Luke 5 verse 1 to 7, we found that when Peter had an encounter with God, not only was his own boat full of fish, even the second boat had to come and share in the blessing. The Almighty God said in Psalm 23 verse 5, as recorded for us by
David,
he said, thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. I have good news for somebody today. When this your first breakthrough comes, it's going to overflow to several people.
Amen.
Why?
Kennedy.
Because Genesis 17 verse 1. Genesis 17 verse 1 made it clear that the one you are going to have an encounter with is the one who is called Jehovah El Shaddai. The God who is more than enough. The blessing that is coming the way of somebody will be more than you alone can handle. But in the process here, we discovered that even Abraham was still living in half obedience. Because God told him to leave his father's house, leave his country, and leave his kindred. He was to leave everyone behind. But he took Lot with him. His obedience was incomplete. But after the first encounter, after the first breakthrough, after Lot himself began to share in the blessing, problems continue.
Wahala tesiwaju.
You see, because when your obedience is incomplete,
tori bi gboro re o ba peye,
you will discover that there might be prosperity.
Ba o le shawari pe looto oro nbe ola nbe.
But there will be some problems attached with it.
Bela ori awon wahala kan rogodi kan ti o so moro ati ola yi.
Whereas the blessings of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrows.
But ti kori ibuko Olorun ni mu ni la life la la kan.
So when Abraham discovered,
nigba ti Abraham shawari,
that there is something is still wrong, he checked his life and he discovered, my obedience is incomplete. So he called Lot. He said,
Lot,
you have to go. Go your way and I will go my way. Select where you want to go first. And Lot chose the best part of the land and left the rest to Abraham. As soon as the obedience of Abraham was fulfilled, when his obedience became complete, God visited him a second time. Somebody will receive a second divine encounter today.
Amen.
That is when the text we read became relevant. It was then that the Almighty God said, now that Lot is gone, all that I've given you thus far is a taste of what is to come. The real big thing is about to happen. That's when God said to him, look to the right, look to the left. Look forward, look backward. Everything you see, I hand it over to you. There is somebody here this morning. Even things you never thought can be yours. As soon as obedience is complete, God will hand them over to you.
Amen.
After this second encounter, Abraham practically exploded.
Abraham,
financially, in every area of life, he practically exploded. When you read Genesis 24, let me read verses 34 and 35 to you. Genesis 24, verses 34 and 35. And he said, I'm Abraham's servant. I am Abraham's servant. And the Lord has blessed my master greatly. Not just bless him, but bless him greatly. And he has become great. And he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camel and ashes. Very soon,
like,
somebody will be giving a testimony concerning you. And he will say, I am Adeboye's servant. And you can mention your name there. I say, the Lord has blessed Adeboye greatly. And he has become great. And God has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and cows and lorries and jets. This man practically exploded. Everywhere he turned, he had plenty. After his second encounter with God, the servants in his house alone, they are enough to form a small army. So many were there that when he heard that his brother Lot had been captured, he had enough servants in his house to go and fight an army and rescue his brother. There is somebody here today. When you have this second encounter with God, you and your servant, you will form a little village on your own. Now then the question comes, what do I have to do in order to have these multiple encounters with God? Number one, your obedience must be complete. You must obey God in every area of life. You must learn to do whatever God says. He said you are to witness. You will be witnessed. He said you are to do follow up. You will do follow up. He said you are to do Bible study. You will be sure that each time it is time for Bible study, you are there. You won't be late for Sunday school. He said give and you shall be given. You will do exactly that. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, Proverbs 3, verse 9 to 10, he said, you must honor God with your first fruit of your increase. And suddenly your barn will begin to burst. I have good news for somebody. Very soon, you won't even know how much money you have in the bank. In Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, Malachi 3 verses 10 and 11, he said, when you bring all the tithes to his house, he said, he will bless you so much there will not be enough room to receive. He said, then he will rebuke the devourers for your sake. In other words, he will not just bring in the plenty, he will tell those who are coming to eat it up to stay away. Those friends who have nothing to contribute to your life, who are always coming to eat a little bit of your blessing, they will suddenly forget your house. That car that is usually breaking down, suddenly it will begin to run smoothly. Do you know that if you obey God completely, you will never need to spend for doctors again? Because he said, if you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all that I command you, he said, I will bring no sickness, no disease upon you. He said, because I will become your personal physician. So the first thing you must do, if you want to have multiple divine encounters, is that your obedience must be complete. Number two, you must be an altar man. That is, you must be a worshiper. Everywhere Abraham went, he would build an altar for God. In Genesis 13 verse 18, as soon as he landed where he was going to stay, he built an altar again for God. You must be a worshiper. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. Made it clear that when people praise God, blessings come down. Why? In John chapter 4, verse 23 to 24, John 4, 23 to 24, the word of God made it clear that it is God himself who will be seeking for those who are worshiping him. You can have an encounter every day if you worship God sufficiently. You can worship him in the bathroom. You can worship him in the toilet. You can worship him when you are driving. You can worship him everywhere. Not long ago, in a country abroad, I went for my prayer walk. And I was returning. And I was fully satisfied that I have already worship my God. But just before I got to the hotel where I was staying, I saw some beautiful shoes. And I branched to find out how much it would cost. But I found one that I liked, but they couldn't find the right size. And so the shoe seller was trying to get me another one. He brought the first one, I didn't like it. He brought the second one, I didn't like it. The third time, he looked up. He said, you are singing. He said, life must be good. Because even while he was looking for shoes,
I was still praising God. It has become so natural, I didn't even know I was doing it. Keep worshiping God until it becomes like breathing. In other words, even when you are in the market, you are praising Him. When you are in the kitchen, you are worshiping. When you are in the classroom, you are humming. You are praising the Almighty God. When you do that, God Himself will seek you out. I left the shoe shop because I didn't get the one I wanted. By the time I got home, somebody came with three pairs of shoes. This time I didn't even have to pay for it. Because while I was looking, the one I was praising saw that I needed a shoe. I wanted a shoe. And sent somebody, go and get the correct size. Don't get one. Don't get two. Get three. There's somebody here today. When you knock at one door, three will be opened unto you.
Amen.
Number three, increase your commitment. In 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6 to 12, 2 Chronicles 1, verse 6 to 12, Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings to God, and he had his first encounter with God. In 2 Chronicles 7, verse 5, all the way to 18, 2 Chronicles 7, verse 5, 2 Chronicles 7, verse 5 to 18, Solomon offered even a bigger offering to God. 20,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep.
Agutan.
And he had a second encounter with God. Increase your commitment to God, and you will have increased encounters with Him. I've told you this story of a friend of mine somewhere in the East. One day he said to all the people in his fellowship, Full Gospel Businessmen Fellowship, he said, all your outreaches this year, breakfast outreach, dinner outreach, he said, I will pay for it all. Everybody clap.
Oh,
thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. At the end of the year, they saw how far God has taken him. They knew where he was. They knew where he is. Now. So at the beginning of the new year, he said, brethren, what I did last year, I will do it again. They all said, no way. No way. When you trade with God, He will reward you. And He will reward you according to how you trade with Him. Increase your commitment to God, and you'll be amazed at how regularly He will visit you. I've told you this story. We were at a meeting, and I heard the voice of the Lord saying, son, what kind of pastor would you like to be? I said, Lord, I don't understand the question. Because as a mathematician, you don't begin to answer a question until you understand it. I don't understand the question. Oh, he said, would you like to be the best or the
worst?
I said, definitely I want to be the best. You want to be the least or the greatest?
There's no humility in being the least. I want to be the greatest. He said, you want to be the poorest or the richest? I have tasted poverty. It's not good at all. I said, I will want to be the richest. And he kept quiet. Sometime later, and another meeting, when it was time for offering, I heard him speak again. Son, what kind of pastor do you want to be? Now I'm ready with the answer. The best, the greatest, the richest. And then he said, from now on, when it is offering time, give me the largest denomination in your pocket. At that time, the largest denomination in Nigeria was 20 naira. And it was a big amount of money to the pastor particularly. I said, yes, Lord. The yes was shaking. But I began to do that. Not long after that, he came again. Why don't we double that amount? Yes, Lord. Not long after that, why don't we multiply it by 3? Yes, Lord. And then he began to move. There is somebody here today who will be the greatest, the best, and the richest. You better say amen loud and clear. But he will ask you to increase your commitment. Because you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. You sow bountifully, you reach bountifully. I told you, one brother came to me after he heard me preach like this and said, you know what? I am also giving now. Every offering, I give 10,000 naira. I laughed. I said, I passed that stage in 1998. Because he kept on saying, increase it. Increase it. And as I increased it, he increased me. There's somebody here today. On a daily basis, God will keep on increasing you. Finally, if you want this double divine encounter, you have to ask for it. In John 14, verse 14, he said, if you ask for anything in my name, I will do it. John 14, verse 14, if you ask for anything, including multiple divine encounters, I will do it. But of course, remember James chapter 4, verse 2 to 3. James 4, verse 2 to 3. He said, if you ask not, you will have not. But when you are asking, make sure you don't ask amiss. Why do you want divine encounters? Why do you want to expand? Why do you want your blessing to overflow? Is it so that you can consume it on yourself? Or is it for the work of the kingdom of God? Make sure you don't ask amiss. I can assure you, in this particular month of prosperity, the Almighty God is going to surprise somebody. Or let me say, God is going to surprise at least 3 people. Myself, my wife, and one other fellow. Who is the other fellow? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. That is why those who are not born again, even if they prosper, the prosperity is being heaped up for the
righteous to come and collect.
And
even if they have none, and now they begin to ask God for, God will say, if I give it to you as a child of the devil, you will spend it for the devil. So it's not going to release the money. So that which they have, he will take away. That which they're asking for, they won't get. That's why if you are here this morning and you have not yet given your life to Jesus, you better come and surrender to him. He will not give the bread of children to dogs. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, you better come quickly. I will count from 1 to 4. My Father, my God, we want to bless your holy name. We want to give you all glory and honor for all that we know you are more than able to do for us. We thank you for this, your people who have come forward. Receive them in Jesus' name. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Wipe away their sins with your blood in Jesus' name. Save their souls today and write their names in the book of life. And from now on, anytime they call upon you, Father, answer them in Jesus' name. And when you begin to visit your people today, visit them also in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let him hear one big shout of hallelujah. Hallelujah! And then lift your voice to him and say, Father, I will serve you like never before. Visit me again and again. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. I will serve you like never before. Visit me again and again and again. Visit me again and again and again. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Then you lift your voice to him and say, Father, that kind of blessing that overflows, send it to me this month. Send it to me this month. That overflowing kind of blessing. The cup that will overflow. Send to me, Lord God Almighty, overflowing blessings. Send to me, Lord. Send to me, Lord. Send to me, Lord. Overflowing blessing. Send to me, Lord. Send to me, Lord. Now you lift your voice to him and say, Father, if there is anything in my life that is hindering divine encounter, remove it today. Today. This very day. Remove it now. Anything whatsoever that may be in my life hindering divine encounters, remove it today. Remove it today. Remove it today. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Even as you have requested, so shall it be done unto you in Jesus' name. In that name that's above every other name, even as you have requested, so shall it be done unto you. I say, even as you have requested, so shall it be done unto you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's talk to the Almighty God. Father, before the end of this month, series of major financial breakthroughs, major testimonies, send to me, O Lord. Send to me, O Lord. Send to me, O Lord.
sent to me,
O Lord.
Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now we are about to pray. It will be wrong after we have prayed for someone again to be running after us and asking for another prayer.
Yo jeun ti ko bojumuto leyin ta ti gbadura lati bi pepe olorun yin wa ta ba nlo ke ma wa sare le wa pe e tun fe adura miran.
If you want any prayers and you are not already in front, come forward now.
To ba nilo adura ki adura ni gbigba to si ti si ni waju nisisin yi jowo abe o ma bo wa siwaju ibi pepe olorun bayi.
Because at this moment,
tori ni akoko ta wa nibe yi,
when we pray,
nigba ti a ba gbadura,
there will be thousands of others to say amen with you.
A o ri egbelegbe awon eniyan lati se ami pelu re.
And amen means so let it be.
Ami si tumo si pe beni ki ori.
And the Bible says,
ibeli wi pe,
one will chase 1,000,
enikan yo le egberun,
two will chase 10,000.
And meji yo le egberun mewa.
So you can see what will happen when thousands are saying amen with you.
O wa le foju nu ro ko wo un na ti o sele nigbati egberun eniyan oju be lo ba nse ami nitori re.
So if you really need prayers,
tori na to ba ye pe loti to ati lododo lo nilo adura,
this is the time.
Akoko na re o.
This is the time.
Akoko na re.
Father, in the mighty name of
Jesus,
we want to thank you one more time for everything you have done in our life thus far. Accept our thanks in
Jesus'
name. We know you are the God of breakthroughs. When we don't even have one way, you have 10,000. When you told Abraham you were going to bless him, he didn't know the first breakthrough will come from Pharaoh. Father,
Baba,
from whatever source, bless us in Jesus' name. From the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, send help to us in Jesus' name. From heaven above, send help to us in Jesus' name. All these your children who are before you now, Father,
Baba,
even before they get home today, let them have the first breakthrough. This month, let them have major and major and major breakthroughs in Jesus' name. Every day, let them have divine encounter. Everything they want that will make their joyful, give to them in Jesus' name. If they want healing, heal them in Jesus' name. If they want financial breakthrough, give it to them in Jesus' name. If they want promotion, promote them in Jesus' name. Father, surprise them in Jesus' name. My Lord and my Savior, bless the offering of your children. Sanctify it. Use it for your glory. All who had given this money, don't let them ever borrow again. That kind of blessing that they will say, God, this is too much, let them begin to experience it now. Thank you, my Father. And the grace to serve you much more than before, release to us in Jesus' name. Let our obedience be complete. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.